B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast Beyond Fast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. All right, it's 1 o'clock. One of my favorite guys. He's my neighbor. He's been a buddy of mine for a while. I love him. His kids, I coach his kids. He's the best. He's also a man that has 3 Super Bowl rings, and he's a man that has a great eye for talent. Nobody knows the game like my man, Dan Klecko, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Danny!
Hey, what's up, buddy?
My man, happy draft day, brother.
I know, it's like a national holiday to have something normal for once. It's so damn nice.
Isn't it? Oh, my. I mean, it's like we got a real event going on.
I know. Well, I saw, no disrespect, but I saw when the WNBA draft was the highest it's ever been and one of the highest sports, I knew everybody's just, they're just jonesing for sports right now.
Oh, totally true, man. Totally true. Oh, we're dying for it, man. We're just completely dying for it. Tell us about your draft day. When you were drafted by the Patriots in the 4th round of the 2003 draft, what was that like for you?
It's kind of surreal. Because to be honest with you, even back then, it's not that long ago, but the hype wasn't the same. There just wasn't so much around it, and you really didn't know what to expect. And it was early on day 2, walking the house, coming in from church, and I got a call from Bill Belichick. Honestly, I didn't even see it on the TV because I was on the phone with them. And, at the time, they'd won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago but missed the playoffs, and then they called me, and obviously I'm a Jet fan growing up. I'm like, the Patriots, what the hell do they even run? Like, I didn't even really know. I had no idea it was on their radar. I had no idea that they were even thinking of me. Thomas Dimitroff, who's the GM down in Atlanta now, he actually, ran my shuttle and my 3-cone drill at the combine. And, when I finally got up to New England to see him, he's like, yeah, we were hot on you the whole time. We don't let people know it. So it was, that was kind of the beginning of seeing how, they keep things secretive and all, but I had no idea that, I thought I was going to Tampa to play in the 4-3 or, even New York. Like, I had no idea, or maybe even here. So it was surprising to go to New England, and then it was really cool to be part of them as they took off there.
Dude, what did Belichick, can you recreate the conversation with Belichick?
Well, it was funny, Ant, because, I knew they ran a 3-4, and I knew I didn't fit a 3-4, and he said, and he kind of talked to me and my dad. We put him on speakerphone. He said, hey, guys, he said, I have no idea where I'm going to use you, Dan, but he goes, I know you can play football, and we'll find a place for you, and that was the truth. Wow. When I got up to New England, and my first camp, I'm a guy who played with my hand in the dirt whole career at Temple, a little bit of running back in high school, but not like I wasn't. Right. Some big runner. I did it when I needed to. And, I'm playing fullback, middle linebacker, outside linebacker, tight end on some goal line situations. And I'm going, it was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of stuff to take in, and your first NFL training camp is really no joke. So it was a growing up real quick and you're realizing, the more you do around this league, the more you're going to stick around.
Wow, that's a great story, man. That is a great.
Well, it was just funny. He goes, Dan. He's like, Dan, I have no idea what I'm going to do with you, but I'm going to do something with you. And it was the truth. I mean, and I must have played 10 positions, including special teams. My first year up there. Then after coming from a 3 technique at Temple. So it was crazy.
But you know what's interesting? That's what they do. They always look for guys that can perform multiple roles for him. That's their MO.
And it was funny. I wasn't one of the first guy to do it. It was Vrabel. It was Seymour. And I know they didn't want to expose Seymour to fullback anymore. So, I'm sure that was part of the reason for drafting me. But, it's just, you know, when you go there, it's an ego check because you are no longer going to be expected to go get 10 sacks from the three technique. You're no longer, you know, it's hey, you know, you might not even have 10 snaps this week because we don't need you. We're playing a running team, and to be honest with you, your body's not built to hold up against 40 runs, you know?
Wow, it's true, man. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Check that out. All right, a couple things because I want to get back, and I need to talk about your boy. But before we do that, yeah. I'm nervous, all right? I got to get your take on 21 tonight, who you want, if they can trade up. Where are you at right now?
You know what, Ant? It's, I don't know what they're going to do. Let's be honest. You know, let's see. I mean, it's a flush draft with receivers, right? So obviously that's a big need. Obviously linebacker's a big need. Obviously corner's a need. Obviously Jason Peters is gone. Left tackle's a big need. It's kind of a little rebuild for the Eagles right now. And they got to be looking down the line as well. I mean, how long's Kelsey going to be there? How long's Ertz going to have left in him? You know, is Goddard going to step up a little bit more this year? There's a lot of questions surrounding this team, who I think has a stalwart and a catalyst in number 11. So it kind of becomes that question. You know, do you want to become the Colts or do you want to become the Patriots? You know, do you want to build around your quarterback? Do you want to draft the Marvin Harrisons, the Reggie Waynes, the Dallas Clark? You know, do you want to make yourself that team and start drafting around number 11, or do you start rebuilding with you know, best available? You know, so it'll be interesting to see the route how he takes this week, because let's be honest, his last couple drafts have not produced a ton of talent and have really left us wanting. You know, you look at the Ortega Whiteside, you look at,
horrible.
You know, I know number 17 was not his draft pick, but it still was in his building for how long, you know, Aguilar, you know, so let's see. You know, I personally think, number 11's gotten his butt kicked a little unfairly. I think it's time to start building around him. Start giving him those weapons. I do. And then, now look.
Now here's the one thing now. One thing.
Okay, go ahead.
All right? Because to me, there's only two guys. I know it's a deep receiver draft. All right? But I want one of the crown jewels. I would love Henry Ruggs III. Lamb. And I got to trade up to get him.
But, and it's, you know, you take either of those kids, and I think you take anything from the SEC or LSU or Alabama, and I think you're doing a good thing, you know, or Clemson now for even, you know, I know those kids don't come from there, but, you know, it's, you know, you look at those teams and they're ready to come into the NFL and play. So, you know, I don't think you can go wrong with either one of them. But, and I'm with you. You know, I could see them taking the linebacker at 21. I can see that. But it's, look, it's time to put the stock into number 11. Start surrounding him. You know, you drafted him number 2. You went up and got him. Let's make it count now. You know, you feel horrible for what happened to the kid this year, but again, it's let him go prove it with good players. You know,
he hasn't had an outside guy. Listen, it's one of my most frustrating things out there. The guys on the outside, he hasn't had any speed. It's let alone for DeSean Jackson for a half. That's all the kids.
And he killed
had.
It. And he killed it. I mean, look. I mean, they won the game with using DeSean Jackson. And now, again, that is not a, you know, DeSean's a once in a kind of generation talent with what he does. You know what I mean? He's not a Jerry Rice or a, you know, but he opens up the field. He, you know, and you know, look at what they did with him. Now, hopefully, he can come back and stay healthy this year. And you know, be a voice in that the receiver room, but give the kid something to work with. The one full season he had with kind of Alshon Jeffrey's last gasp, but you know, and they still couldn't make it work. So give the kid something to work with.
Oh, bless your heart, Danny. Bless your heart, Danny Cueto, mercifully on the Comcast Business Hotline with us. Check it out. And you're right. Like, they need O-line help. You're right about Kelsey at center. You're right about linebacker. But to me, and again, just to hammer it home one last time, the only position that makes them a true contender right now, because it would create the space in the offense that they need and score points, and the way they're built, where their money is spent, is a legitimate wide receiver on the outside.
Correct, because look at even Ertz. I mean, look, he got beat up a lot last year. When they're keying on you and they know that you're the number one read on every play, I mean, literally every play, and he's looking for Zach Ertz. I mean, you know, it'll open up for him. It'll make things so much easier for him. It'll extend his career. It'll stop him from taking some of those shots. It's just going to do so much for the offense.
Let me ask you a question, because we've debated this, and Danny Klecko's with us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fest. We've debated this a little bit. If you got a big offer for Ertz, and knowing that you're going to have to pay him, and he wants a lot of money, and that you got Goddard coming up, would you consider moving Zach Ertz?
Look, nobody's untouchable in this league. I mean, obviously the offer has to be right, but, you know, look, everyone's time comes up in this league where you're expendable. And, you know, if you can get draft capital out of it, that is the way you build your team in this league, is you get draft picks, you stockpile those, the 3 through 6, and that's how you make your team, right? So, you know, if they can get some good draft capital for Zach Ertz, it's tough to say no, especially because, like I said, look at what happened on this year. You see the decline, you know, and I know he still had a great year, and he's a phenomenal player. Zach Ertz is maybe the best tight end that ever played for the Eagles. I mean, he's a great player. But you could see the beginning of the end. You saw it this year.
And you know this. You could talk to this better than anybody. You caught passes from Brady and Manning, from both of those guys. The fact that Wentz was, and I don't blame him for this, but was so reliant on Ertz, and the fact that they're that close, could sometimes that be a negative and turn off the rest of the guys in the room?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it can, especially nowadays. You know, it seems like we're, you know, these kids, they don't go through as much hazing and tough times, so, you know, they all kind of are a little bit more sensitive. So I can absolutely see that turning off the room. And I'll tell you another observation I had, Ant, you know, through the year. You know, and it was as soon as Alshon Jeffrey went down, you know, something opened up with Wentz. You know, something was lighter about him. You know, he let loose a little bit more. I think they're, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever. You know, I'm not ripping Alshon Jeffrey, but you know, there was something there. There's an animosity there with Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And maybe it's underlying. Maybe, you know, or, you know, you could tell Carson Wentz is a sensitive dude. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But you could tell he doesn't have that thick skin. You could just tell. And, you know, I think once Alshon Jeffrey was out of the building, he let it fly a little bit more. I mean, he was, you know, look at with the practice squad guys, they went on a run at the end of the year. You know, he looked so much looser and like he was playing so much better. And I think there was something to that. Now, I hate to create something where maybe there isn't anything, but it was just an observation.
No, I saw the same thing. I think we all did.
Yeah.
He was loose. He was having fun again. Those kids. And he was playing great football, man. He was confident again. He looked like the old Carson. You know, you're right. There was a bit. He was tentative before that. And I don't know. It looked like he just went out and balled those last four games.
And it's weird to think, you know, and Alshon Jeffrey has that much impact on him. And, you know, again, Alshon Jeffrey is a great player in this league, but, you know, you don't look at him as one of the pantheons of the league, like one of the, you know, you're not going to be talking about him in 100 years, you know? So it's weird that he let Alshon Jeffrey affect him that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Hey, well, I got you. I got to ask you, your boy coming back. Brady's. I'm surprised. He gets Gronk, but I thought he'd call you up, man.
I told him insurance is way too much fun. I mean, it's you know, it was weird to watch. I don't, you know, obviously I don't know, and I don't think anybody will ever know what really happened and why they let Tom walk out of that building. I got to be honest. I was a little pissed off that we're going to see him in another uniform. I really was. It's going to be weird, and I think he should have cemented his legacy as a Patriot. I mean, look, his legacy cemented, or he should have gone out as a Patriot. I really think that. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was him. I don't know if it was Belichick. I have no inside scoop there, but it's going to be weird to see him playing for Tampa Bay. I think he's going to do great. I think he's going to light it up. I think the fact that he got Gronk makes them kind of a contender. I really do. But it's going to be weird to see him in that Tampa Bay uniform.
That is wild. Hey, quickly, tell the story. I told it badly the other day. The story about Brady at training camp when he walks into the bar with you guys and he plunks down.
Which one?
I don't know. You told me the story where he downs a beer, comes in. Because I always thought that Peyton was the better dude, like the better beer drinking dude. And you always said it was Tom, that 12 was always better.
Look, they both are very good dudes. Peyton will sit there and have a beer with you too. You know, we used to shotgun beers on the way home on the plane rides. But everyone thinks Tom's this model, prissy guy. But he'll come in, and he used to come around after the games and just say, hey, Clack, we're meeting at, you know, whatever, we're going to go to the Outlaw, you know, barbecue and beer places, you know, up in Foxborough. And he'd be the first guy in there, like you said, chugging beers, you know, telling guys that you can't beat me racing, you know, chugging beers. And he was just, he's the most normal guy, but, you know, he's just different. He's a little bit of a recluse. He's a nerd. I mean, the guy is just a nerd. If you really want to slice it up, that's what he is. He just was never popular, so it's, you know, he still is always getting over that.
That is awesome, brother. That is awesome. I got to tell you, with the, first of all, how's the family? Everybody all right? How are my guys?
Yeah, we're doing fine. We're ready to get out and get going. I can tell you that right now.
I feel horrible for
the boys. They're missing soccer. They're missing lacrosse. I feel horrible for them.
Excuse me. What about baseball?
Lena, this is not a baseball house.
Uh-oh.
Who is Thomas's coach?
What? T-ball, yes.
All right.
My kids can't name you five baseball players. So
I know, but I need Thomas. You know, I draft Thomas in every sport. You know that.
I know you do. I know you do.
He's like my go-to draft. I drafted
you and Ramon. You're the two best people in the world.
we draft T. Klecko everywhere. Baseball, basketball, whatever it is, man. So I'm missing my little boy, man. All right? Him and Masuma.
Yeah, I know.
Brother.
I know. It's tough. This is tough.
It is. Well, have fun tonight. I know you'll be watching, and I'll be shooting you some text board messages during the draft.
Absolutely, bro. Yes, sir. A little bit of normalcy here.
Be safe, all right? Best of the family.
All right, brother. Same here. Be good. See you, bro.
There he is. Danny Klecko on the Comcast Business Hotline. All right, we got Danny on board. Tunis. We got some good stuff there.
Glad to have Dan on our side.
All right, so Link went Judy.
Yes.
So here it is. Man, we got to make the call. We got to make the call, dude.
Eagles got to trade up to 13.
That's it, right? That's it.
I have a feeling they're not going to, Ant.
Oh, man. Who we got? Let's go to the phone call. I don't want to think about that.
I'm sorry. Mark on the cell.
Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark, hey.
Yo, buddies. How you guys doing? I love
What's up,
show.
Brother?
How you doing? All right?
Good. Happy draft day, my friend.
Same to you. I'm going to respectfully disagree with you a little bit,
sure.
Okay? So I hope you don't mind, but just hear me out.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, heads up. I know the caller before was talking about we should sign Trey Burton. He's already signed with Indianapolis, so he's gone. If anyone else asks, he's not available.
Good call.
He already went to Indianapolis with Frank Reich.
Yes, that's right. You're right. Go ahead.
But listen, you got to face Saquon Barkley. You got to face Zeke minimum four times a year. You got no linebackers. You're not going to find a better character guy, locker room guy, classy guy, father was a pastor, saved the person on the road last year as CPR than Murray. You get a chance to draft him at 21. I think you have to. And this is where we disagree. I want to throw out a name to you, John Ross. Remember him?
Yeah, but John Ross wasn't a football player. Henry Ruggs is.
No. You think so? I mean, the thing, he averaged three catches a game.
I know
last
you're going to get stats.
62 yards a game. I'm not trading up to get him. I'm not giving up my draft. This draft, you're going to get a guy like, and look at all the people in the second, third round. Claypool in the third, possibly.
Claypool is
you got
Claypool,
Van Jeffery.
Real quick. Claypool is a slot receiver. He's a hybrid slot guy. Jefferson.
6'4", 240
pounds. He's a slot guy, though. Again.
Oh, right.
the kid doesn't have an outside receiver. And same thing with Jefferson. I like Jefferson. I think you're right. I think there are receivers
out
there.
What do you think about Bowen or whatever from Kentucky? Yeah, those are guys that can stretch the field that are super fast. I just think
I do that football show every week, right? Now, again, we're focusing on the Bamas and the Clemsons and all the top teams because those are the contenders, right? And I watch Ruggs every week. You can't use him for stats because, first of all, they play two teams that are worth their salt. They play LSU and they play Auburn, right? Other than that, they're playing Dockies, and they're up 48-0 at halftime. So what's the use of using stats to define a kid like him? He's got Judy on the other side of him.
The draft, you need so much safety, linebackers.
Yeah, but again, all due respect, and listen, I'm not telling you I don't want a linebacker, but at 21, the linebacker's not going to make that big a deal.
We talk to Sal Powell next, right? I know he's going to agree with me. He does not. He thinks you're going to get guys in the second and the third round that are going to be
I disagree with Sal Powell. We fought about it last night. I love Sal Powell to death. I think you know what you're talking about.
Would be a moot point, right? Think about it. If last year, if we didn't move up to draft Whiteside, if you just took Metcalf or Deebo Samuels, we're not having this conversation.
I agree.
Here, but have in common is you know, if you notice who is Wentz's agent, right, and they check out who Whiteside's agent, they're the same guys.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times when the Eagles are torn what to do, they tend to go through Wentz's agent, it seems like. But, man, imagine Metcalf on this team.
I think you're right on about it. But let me ask you a question, too, about how they do against Elliott last year and Barkley last year.
Yeah, they did all right. They did it, but
what hurt them defensively was they couldn't cover anybody. They got riddled by the Vikings. They got riddled by the Cowboys in the dome.
Yeah, but part of their coverage was not getting guys out of the backfield and tight ends. Murray or Queen will do that. They're the only two, by the way. I mean, if I'm in a perfect world, I'm trading back. If I'm the Eagles,
I'm not doing that. I hate that, Bill Markey. I'm sorry. I think you totally miscount or. When you look at Ruggs,
time will tell. The other thing I'm going to ask you is that do you really trust Howie Roseman picking receivers with what he did with Whiteside and all the other guys he's picked?
I'm not trusting Howie Roseman. I want Ruggs. I'm trusting my own eyes.
Listen, I hope you're right. I want to be cheering for him.
I wanted Metcalf last year. I wanted Dalvin Cook. I mean, listen, you know, we're all the same, right? Like, so I'm sure you got a half dozen guys that hit in your draft. You know, we're both fake GMs, right? So, I'm sure you know what you're talking about. I mean, I hear your voice. I respect you. I just would take a different route.
Yeah, and look, we'll find out. I hope if they do get Ruggs, I hope he's not John Ross, where his speed vaulted him up the boards.
He runs great routes. Ross was a speed guy, man. This kid's a football player. He's just not a guy. He runs every route on the tree.
Well, Mike Mayock, man, he got six starters on last year's draft, maybe seven. He's big into trading down. I don't think he takes a receiver at 12. He's going to trade down because he's on record saying he'll get a guy in the second or the third.
Well, he's not
going to
trade down because he's got 12 and 19. So I don't think he's going to.
But he likes guys in the second and the third that he thinks will be as good as guys taken in this year's first.
We'll see. I mean, you're talking about in generality. I don't think for what the Eagles are, what do they lack? They lack an outside weapon, Mark, right?
Yeah, but to your point, though.
But what? I mean, what's that?
They're doing pretty good without that outside weapon.
No, they're not.
Right? They got the two tight ends.
I disagree with you. That's why they're not a Super Bowl contender. And they would have got riddled by the Niners last year.
So when they won the Super Bowl, who did you love on the outside?
Jeffrey played well, but I didn't love anybody.
Right. So they could do it.
I disagree. I think that was a blue snow run. They got lucky, and it was a blue snow run. They played two games, and the Super Bowl, they played the worst defensive backfield in the NFL. And Belichick sits his top corner.
It worked out. We'll take it. It was one hell of a parade.
I'm not saying, I'm not begrudging it, But you can't give me that as a reason why you don't want a guy on the outside. I mean, that's foolish.
No, I didn't say I don't want a guy on the outside. I said I don't want to trade up and give up all the draft capital in this draft to get a guy.
You can have all the capital you want. I'm trading up. Thanks, Marky. Great stuff, man. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Take it easy. All right. We will come back and Sal Pal, my man, last night we had a blast on our Zoom draft call. So Sal Pal is going to join us coming up next. Cuz Radio with Chunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, welcome back. 131 on draft day. Yeah! It's the NFL draft. This is so cool. So much fun. Everybody's going to enjoy it. And last night, we did something that was a blast. We had the 97.5 The Fanatic Zoom draft call. We had 30 of our listeners on a Zoom call, and we were talking about the draft. And it was so much fun. Thanks to our sponsor, 19 Crimes Wine, and thanks to Philly Sports Trips and all the people at The Fanatic and that did all the help and set this thing up. It was so much fun, and I would look for more of our Zoom specials with some of this with the rest of the station. But last night, I love hanging with this guy. He is just the best. He is a sage. He is the great Sal Palantonio on the Comcast Business Hotline. Sal Pal.
Guys, I had a great time on the Zoom draft roundtable last night. It was great. It was great touching base and talking with Eagles fans. You did a marvelous job as the hosts. Thank you to Jamie and Gina and the coach for doing a great job putting it all together. Sean, they all did a great job.
Yeah, they did.
It was a first, and it was. I hope we do many more, Coach. It was great just touching base and connecting with Eagles fans and, you know, keeping it real. It was great keeping it real. It was fun.
Yeah, it really was. I'm dying to talk to you, man. I'm dying to talk to you today because you last night, the people asked you for some nuggets, and you had more nuggets than Chick-fil-A, all right? What do you got, Sal Pal?
You know, I just kicked off SportsCenter's coverage my 25th year. I said it's my silver anniversary. You can tell because I got all the gray hair to prove it, right, Cuz?
Ah, you're still in great shape, man. You still can guard. You can still guard the two.
I don't know about that. But anyway, you know, we got lots of things are going on. There's, you know, this fascinating intrigue. Quarter century I've been covering the draft. I've never seen this kind of drama and intrigue at the top of the draft. I'm really looking forward to tonight. I think the draft starts with pick number 3. I think it'll be Burrow, Chase Young, 1-2 to the Cincinnati Bengals and the Washington Redskins. Boy, how about having Chase Young in the division for the rest of Carson Wentz's career?
Right.
You better get somebody
scary
to block that dude, man.
Yeah.
You better have somebody who can block Chase Young 2 times a year. That guy's a beast. And then at number 3 is when the draft really starts, when Detroit is on the clock. Because there's a power play going on between Detroit, the Giants at 4, the Dolphins at 5, and the Chargers at 6 that involves offensive tackles and quarterbacks. And there's a lot of pretty interesting stuff that's going on, really. I mean, for those 4 teams, and they've all really been poor in the last couple of years. That's why they're drafting at the top of the draft. But I think that's what's going to
set the board in the first round that could influence what the birds do or do not do and are capable of doing in the first round. So people need to watch the top of the first round, see who comes off the board. If there's run, if there's a run on the offensive tackles, because that's a good thing for the Eagles. That means wide receivers could slide.
Ooh. All right, so let me tell you, we did our little mock, right? Let me run it by you and get your thoughts. So, like you said, Burrow, Young, we had Detroit trading back with Miami. Miami takes Thomas, right? Giants take Wirfs. The Lions then trade back again with the Chargers, who take Herbert. And then the Lions get a Cuda. You think that's possible?
So, I don't know if you can hear my wife in the next room in the kitchen singing Fly Eagles Fly. Can you hear her singing it?
I love her.
She's live on the radio. I didn't even know it. That's pretty much the way I see it. You know, with the possible exception of what the Giants do, you know, they could take the defensive tackle out of Auburn there. I know they have Leonard Williams. I know they've got a lot of money. They just drafted a defensive tackle, Dexter Lawrence, last year. But remember, those weren't Joe Judge's picks. You know, when you're dealing with these Patriots assistants, they don't suffer fools gladly. They want their own people and their own culture. Those picks last year, those moves last year were made by Dave Gettleman, and he is basically on a very short leash by management up there in New York. So watch, I'm telling you, just watch what the Giants do it for. If they go safe with an offensive tackle, you know Gettleman's still in charge. If they go D tackle, you know Joe Judge has grabbed the reins.
Huh. How about at 7, Carolina and Matty Rhule, I think, goes Simmons.
Well, that's a great pick. I love Simmons. You know I love Simmons.
The NFL
defenses are all about what I call positionless players that can play every position. You have to have that ability to be versatile and tough, be nosy, make the tackle, cover, do a lot of different things, blitz from the second and third level. This guy Simmons. See, that's the thing for me. I didn't mention Simmons. The real wild card is at four to me is if Judge says, you know what? Simmons is Willie McGinnis and Teddy Bruschi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Combined, right?
Yeah.
And says, this is the guy I want, and he starts taking his sneaker off and banging the table for him.
That's interesting. You're right about that. All right, so say though that they still go with the tackle. Arizona, do they go Becton? Because they got to get a tackle. They need to off for Kyler Murray, right?
I agree.
The Jaguars can't pass up Brown.
Definitely not.
Number 9, right?
No question. To me, Brown is one of my 5 blue chippers in this draft. Plug him in and play.
Right. So especially with the issues they have with Ngakoue, at least you get a tackle on that defensive line. Young stud.
He defines the attitude and approach on defense for anybody as soon as he... And, you know, I said last night on your on the roundtable, on the Zoom roundtable, that what I'm hearing from GMs and coaches after Roger Goodell spoke on Get Up with Mike Greenberg yesterday morning about how everything is, quote, on the table, unquote, about the start of the season, that teams don't know how abbreviated the offseason is going to be, when they're going to get their hands on the players.
Yeah.
So you have to have roster construction. You better have contingency plans. I got an interesting, it's pretty funny, after I was on yesterday, I got an interesting text from Vince Papale. His son Vinny Papale is out there trying to work out and get onto a team. And he sent me a text. He said, especially in these times, life is an audible. Be invincible.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is that awesome?
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it.
Is it audible? be invincible. And I think you have to have that attitude now more than ever because you don't know when the season's going to start.
Yeah,
so you have to have, you have to have contingency plans. And you be, hey, cuz, you got to be ready to go. You got to be ready to line up and play in very short order, most likely.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point that you bring up. But let me ask you, let's play this out. At 10, the Browns, do the Browns take Will? So that would end the run on tackles.
Yeah, no, you still got Andrew Thomas out there.
We got Thomas going 3. Remember, we got him going early.
Okay, we got Thomas going early. Okay,
to Miami. Great.
All right, so that's the end of tackle. So at 11, the Jets don't get a tackle.
Right. So does Joe, you know Joe Douglas, does he take C.D. Lamb at 11?
I'm a great believer in getting home run hitters in this draft. There's so many of them. Does he take Lamb or does he take Ruggs? If I'm Joe Douglas, I think you and I agree, Ruggs is all around better than Lamb.
I mean, I want him. You know me. I'm a little goofy. I'm dying for him, so I'm trying to kind of finagle a way that
so
Ruggs is available at 13.
You're hoping he takes Lamb over Ruggs.
Yes.
Okay. Hope is not a strategy.
Right. However, I am still at 13, willing to trade up and trade for Lamb.
Okay, so
I'm a Ruggs man.
How he gets on the phone with Douglas and says, hook a brother up. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so.
I don't think that Douglas is going to make it. If Douglas is sitting there and the tackles are gone and he has a chance to take Ruggs and he trades with Howie Roseman and gives the Eagles the opportunity, Joe Douglas may just drive back down to South Jersey. Forget about living up in North Jersey. He's got to take Ruggs. He's not going to make a deal with the Birds there. No way.
Right. Right. All right. So what happens? They go Lamb. Say they go Lamb. The Raiders, I just got the phone. I was just texting with my guy Lincoln out there, and he says it's eerily quiet. He originally was thinking Henderson. Now he's thinking Judy. That the Raiders go Judy to ultimately take Amari Cooper's place, the other Alabama receiver whom they traded to the Cowboys.
Yeah, I like it.
That leaves 13, Sal Powell. And the Niners, you said it, they're willing to trade.
Yeah, that's the spot.
Oh, my God.
21-13. Where did they get Brandon Graham?
Wow, that's a good point. That's a real good point. You're right.
So, that would be the spot. That would be the spot. We all know Howie Roseman likes to swing for the fences, and he's done such a great job, brought the first Super Bowl title to Philadelphia with his moves. And, you know, they hunger at NovaCare. They hunger to go back. When you go to the playoffs for 3 straight years, you're one of only 4 head coaches to go to the playoffs for 3 straight years. Doug Peterson hungers to go back. I know it.
He's got a hunger for an outside receiver, doesn't he, Sal? You know Doug better than anybody. Doug has to hunger for an outside receiver. He's quarterback. He's an offensive man.
Yeah, for sure. No question. I'm happy with it. I think it's the right move. If you're telling me Ruggs is available at 13, they got to make the move.
Yes, yes. Do the deal. Part 2, yeah. Sal. I love it. I love it.
Do the deal. Do the deal. All right, guys, I got to go back to Sports Center.
Thank you, brother. You're the best. We'll be paying attention to you, watching you. What are you doing, man, tonight? Real quick, what do you tell us?
I got my home office studio here all set up by ESPN. It's the first time I've ever covered the draft from my home, like a lot of people. You know, life is an audible. Be invincible.
We'll
baby.
Be watching you, baby. That's right, brother. You're the greatest, Sal. Thanks, buddy.
All right, cuz.
There he is, Sal Palantonio on the Comcast Business Hotline. We'll come back. Take as many people as possible. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Welcome back. A lot of fun, a lot of fun, a lot of fun. They don't forget our playback from the draft past. Brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning, who can keep your wife comfortable in any season. Cairns can, with up to $2,800 of rebates and special tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcairns.com. Save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. Let's go back to the phone. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean!
What's up, fellas? Happy draft day.
Happy draft day, my brother.
So I'm with you on this one, man. I'm go big or go home tonight. If I'm the Eagles,
yes.
Carson Wentz is my guy. You got to get him that number one weapon, and you got to trade up and take one of the top three receivers. Personally, Judy would be my pick, but any of the top three, I think we got to go up and get him.
I love it. I love it. Go big or go home. That's it, man. Get him his Marvin, right? Carson needs his Marvin.
Exactly. I mean, we're in the win now, but we're not rebuilding. I'm not looking to build a guy. We need a guy that's going to come in on day one and make an impact for this offense.
That's right. That's right, brother. I'm so with you, man. Where? How are you watching this draft tonight?
At home with my dad, probably.
Very cool, man. Very cool. You excited?
Can't wait. I'm a little nervous, but we'll see.
It is great, man. It is going to be unbelievable, I'll tell you. It'll be good. I'm nervous too, man. Enjoy it, all right, brother?
I will. You too, man. Go Birds.
Go Birds. You got it, buddy. Let's go to Tom in Deptford. Tommy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, man. Yeah, the last thing, I tell you, you know me with sports, but I've had a situation that hasn't been good, so I'm looking forward to this. It's been a while, and I had a rough 2 weeks since we talked last. So it's
You're right. What's going on, man?
Family member, but we'll talk in the future, and it's not good, but I'm hoping for the best. That's all you can do. We'll talk.
Prayers are there, brother. Our prayers are there.
Thanks. And listen, you know, I just started getting back into the groove like a day or so ago. And you got to go up and get it. I mean, here's the bottom line: you need a guy, especially if we have a short season. You got to get ready. And you cannot go wrong with an SEC play. They always try to go out to that Mountain West, that big, trying to get a sleeper out there, trying to get a little speed guy, trying to get a guy to be cute. Listen, you don't go Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, any of those guys, you plug them right in the NFL and they can play. Bottom line, Ant, you go up, you get him. Ant, he's no good in the later rounds anyway. So if you got to give up a couple picks to get a stud, I take giving up one or two of my draft guys to go up and get a guy who's going to go in right now, give us help, offensive bottom line. Listen, you can always find guys with defense, you know, a free agent guy.
Yes.
And you got to get offense. That's the bottom line.
I agree, Tommy. Yes. You're right on, brother. Thank you. Listen, our prayers are with you and the family. You know that. Let me get to my man. There he is. Frank in Westchester. Frankie!
Guys, hold on. I'm finishing a call with Howie. Hang on. All right, so Howie, let's review, okay, Howie, what we went over. Don't get cutesy tonight, okay? You don't have to be the smartest GM on the globe. Like George Jefferson, you're going to move on up, okay? The Pac-12 stands for P-word, ass conference. So stay out of that, all right? Let's stay away from that.
That is the P word, ass 12. Right.
I went to three coolest syllables. CD Lamb.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go. How you, Ann? What up? My God.
I'm enjoying this thing. Oh, I can't wait tonight, Frankie. It's going to be great.
I was ready. I'm going to hand out Christmas presents to my daughter, I think.
Oh, it's beautiful, man. I know how happy you are. This is going to be great. Do me a favor. Enjoy this day. Thank you, brother. Mikey Miss is coming up next at 2 o'clock. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody, thank you for listening. Had so much fun tonight. Enjoy it. You deserve it. We'll talk about Henry Ruggs coming to the Eagles tomorrow. Please make it happen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.